This is the Sakar Murli of the 26th of March, 2024. Essence, sweet children, consider yourselves to be brothers, souls, and have spiritual love for one another. If you want to become Satipratthana, do not find any defects in anyone. Question. On what basis can you claim an inheritance of multi-millions from the Father? Answer. In order to claim an inheritance of multi-millions from the Father, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Forget everything except the Father. Do not waste your time on such things as so-and-so is like this, so-and-so does that. The destination is very high, so always keep the aim of becoming Satipratthana. Continue to cling to the Father with love. Continue to check yourselves on a subtle level, and you will then be able to claim your full inheritance. Om Shanti. You children who are now sitting here know that the unlimited Father is once again making you Satipratthana. The main method he tells you to use is to consider yourselves to be brothers, souls. The main teaching you are given is to have a great deal of spiritual love for one another. You used to have spiritual love, but you no longer have that. The question of love does not arise in the incorporeal world. Therefore, the unlimited Father comes and gives you teachings. Children, while you say today, tomorrow, time is passing by, days, months and years are passing by. The Father has told you that you used to be like Lakshmi and Narayan. Who made you become like that? The Father. The Father has also explained how you came down. Time has been passing as you gradually came down from above. That day has gone by, that month has gone by, that year has gone by, and that period of time has gone by. You understand that you were Satipratthana in the beginning. You had a lot of love for one another. The Father has given all of you brothers the teaching that you brothers should have a great deal of love for one another. I am your Father. I look after you with so much love. I make you Satipratthana from Tamipratthana. Your aim and objective is to become Satipratthana. You understand that the more Satipratthana you become, the more happiness you will experience. You were Satipratthana. You brothers used to live with each other with great love. You have now come to know from the Father that as deities, you were very loving to each other. There is a great deal of praise of those deities and their heaven. You too were residents of heaven. Then, while saying today and tomorrow, you continued to come down from day one until today. There are now only a few more years remaining out of 5,000. It is in your intellects how you have been playing your parts from the beginning. Now, because of your body consciousness, there isn't that love for one another. You continue to see each other's defects. So-and-so is like this. When you were soul conscious, you never found defects with each other. You had a lot of love for each other. you now have to imbibe that same stage again. Here, you look at each other with such vision that you start a fight and quarrel amongst yourselves. How can this come to an end? The father explains, children, you were Satabritan, worthy of worship deities. Then, while gradually falling, you became Tamopritan. You were so sweet. You now have to become just as sweet again. You were bestowers of happiness and have now become bestowers of sorrow. In the kingdom of Ravan, you started to use the sword of lust and causing sorrow for each other. You did not use the sword of lust when you were Satabritan. These five vices are your enemies. This is a vicious world. You also understand what is meant by the kingdom of Rama and what is meant by the kingdom of Ravan. While you were saying today and tomorrow, the golden, silver and copper ages came to an end. Even the Iron Age is now about to end. You have become Tamopritan from Satabritan. Your spiritual happiness disappeared, and your lifespans also became short. I have now come, and so I will definitely make you Satabritan again. It was you who called out, O purifier, come. The father explains, I come every 5,000 years at the confluence age. Now consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. The more you remember me, the more your defects will continue to be removed. When you were Satabritan, you had no defects in you. You used to call yourselves deities. Now, how can those defects be removed? It is the souls that become peaceless. You now have to check yourselves as to why you became peaceless. When you considered yourselves to be brothers, you had a lot of love for each other. That same father has now come. He says, consider yourselves to be souls, brothers. Have love for each other. By coming into body consciousness, you find defects with one another. The father says, make your own efforts in order to claim a high status. You understand that the Father had made you completely full by giving you such an inheritance. The Father has now come, so why should we not follow his directions and claim the full inheritance again? We became deities. Then we took 84 births. You sweetest children were so unshakable. There was no conflict amongst you, and you did not defame anyone. Now, there is one weakness or another, and so that has to be removed. We are all brothers. You have to remember the one father alone. There should only be the concern to be Satabritan. So-and-so is like this, so-and-so did that. Now forget all such things. The father says, put aside all of those things and consider yourselves to be souls. Now make effort to become Satabritan. It is only by becoming body conscious that you see defects in others. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. See one another as brothers and you will only see virtues. make effort to inspire others to become virtuous. If anyone does anything wrong, it is understood that that person is tamo or rajopratan, and so his behaviour would definitely be like that. The father has the most virtues. Therefore, imbibe all the virtues from the father and renounce all other things. Renounce defects and imbibe virtues. The father makes you so virtuous. He says, "You children also have to become as virtuous as me." The father is the bestower of happiness. We too have to become bestowers of happiness. That's it. You should have just the one concern to become Satopratam. Do not listen to anything else or defame anyone. Everyone has one defect or another. The defects are such that you yourselves are not able to understand them. Others understand that someone has defects, whereas that one considers himself to be very good. However, at some point or other, wrong words emerge from that one. Such things don't happen in a Satopratan stage. Here you have defects, but because of not understanding this, you consider yourselves to be very clever. The father says, "I am the cleverest one of all. I have come to make all of you clever, the sweetest of all. Renounce all your defects, etc. Check your own pulse and see, to what extent do I remember the sweetest spiritual father with love? To what extent do you understand these aspects? And to what extent do you explain them to others?" There is no benefit at all in becoming body conscious. The main thing is to explain that the world is now Tamopratan. When it was Satopratan, it was the kingdom of the deities. You have now taken 84 births and become Tamopratan. You now have to become Satopratan once again. It is the people of Bharat who become Tamopratan, and it is also they who will become Satopratan again. No one else can be called Satopratan. There is no other religion in the Golden Age. The father says, "You have become Satopratan from Tamopratan innumerable times, and you now have to become that again. Follow Srimat and remember me. This is the one concern you must have. There is a great burden of sin on your heads. The father has now awakened you. Devotees go in front of the deities and say, 'We are vicious,' because deities have that attraction of purity. This is why people go in front of them and say this. However, they forget this when they go home. When they go in front of the deities, they feel distaste for themselves. But they forget that distaste when they return home. They don't even think about who made them like that." The father now says, "If you want to become a deity, you must definitely study. You have to follow Srimat." The father says, "First of all, you have to make yourself Satopratan. Therefore, constantly remember me alone and do not gossip. Just have the one concern that you have to become this." The father says, "You are the ones who belong to the original eternal deity religion. Then where did you go? The story of this one's 84 births is written. We now have to become like that. We have to imbibe divine virtues. Consider one another to be brothers and remember the Father. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father. It should enter your intellects that people have continued to praise and defame God. In fact, there is no praise, only defamation. On the one hand, they praise him, and on the other hand, they defame him, because they don't know him. On the one hand, they praise the Father, and on the other, they say he is omnipresent. By saying that God is in the pebbles and stones, they have turned away from God. At the time of destruction, the intellects that have turned away from God will be led to destruction, whereas the intellects that have love for God and are personally in front of God will be led to victory. Try to remember the Father as much as possible. Previously you used to remember him, but that remembrance was adulterated because you remembered so many. The Father now says, stay in unadulterated remembrance. Simply remember me alone. There are countless images on the path of devotion that you have also been remembering. You now have to become Satipatthana again. You do not need to have remembrance there, as the path of devotion does not exist there. The Father says, just be concerned as to how you can become Satipatthana. Now that you have received the knowledge of how the world cycle turns, it is easy. Acha. If any of you cannot explain this, at least your intellects can understand how you became Tamopratan from Satopratan, and how you now definitely have to become Satopratan again. If someone is not able to speak, it would be said that such is his fortune and fate. The Father has shown you a very simple method to use. It is easy to explain using the badge. This represents the unlimited Father. It is from him that we receive our inheritance. The Father would surely establish heaven, and he would definitely create it here. The birth of Shiva means the birth of heaven, and the deities exist in heaven. So how did they become that? They became deities by studying at the most auspicious confluence age. You children have now received understanding, so you have to explain to others. This is your easy knowledge, easy yoga, and easy inheritance too. However, there are some here who claim inheritance worth pennies, whereas others claim an inheritance worth multi-millions. Everything depends on how much you study. Forget everything else by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. So and so is like this. Don't waste your time on that. The destination is very high. Maya creates obstacles in your becoming Satipatthana. There are no obstacles in studying this knowledge. Baba says, examine yourselves and see how much love you have. Your love should be such that you cling to the Father. It is the Father who is teaching you. It is not this soul who is teaching you. He is also studying. Baba, You are making me so sensible. You are the highest on high, and it is you who makes me so elevated in this human world. You should praise Baba in this way internally. Baba, you perform such wonders. The father says, children, come and claim your kingdom once again. Constantly remember me alone with happiness. Each of you has to ask yourself, how much do I remember Baba? It is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. There is the happiness of finding the father. However, some children are not able to maintain that internal happiness. Otherwise, the conscience says that there should be a great deal of happiness. We will become kings through this study. We are children of the unlimited Father. The Supreme Baba is teaching us. Baba is so merciful. Just see how he sits here and explains new aspects to you children. There are now many new aspects in your intellects, which are not in anyone else's intellect. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Imbibe the stage of soul consciousness and become a bestower of happiness. Do not find any defects in anyone. Live with each other with great love and do not have any conflict of opinion. 2. Renounce everything else and imbibe virtues from the One Father. Just be concerned about becoming Satabritan. Neither listen to defamation of anyone, nor defame anyone yourself. Don't consider yourself to be too clever. Blessing. May you check and change yourself according to the time and become a constantly elevated, victorious soul. Those who are true Rajyogis can never be disturbed by any adverse situation. So according to the time, check yourself in this way, and after checking yourself, change yourself. If you simply check yourself, you will become disheartened and think, I have this weakness, and I don't know whether it will be put right or not. Therefore, check and change yourself, because those who do everything according to the time are constantly victorious. So become an elevated soul who is constantly victorious and claim number one with your intense efforts. Slogan. Practice controlling your mind and intellect, and you will be able to become bodiless in a second. Om Shanti.